2020. King of Europe, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing already. And thank you for what you are going to do very shortly. O God of heaven and the earth, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord, for how you have helped us. We thank you for battles you have fought for us and give us victories. Thank you for how you defended us in those moments we appear to be defenseless. Thank you for every good gift we have received from you. We thank you for making ways for us where it appears there is no way. We thank you, Lord, for raising helps and helpers for us where other helpers failed. O God of heaven and the earth, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame and reproach and disgrace into glory and honor. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for good seeds you have planted in our lives. We thank you because shortly those seeds shall begin to grow and shall begin to produce great increase and great fruits. Thank you, Lord, because we shall have testimonies of your faithfulness. More testimonies of your faithfulness we shall have. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you because the secret behind our troubles and captivities, you have revealed them and you have given us victories. We thank you for more secrets that pertains to how we fulfill our callings and destinies and ministries that you will reveal. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you are doing in this ministry, for it is great and glorious. We thank you because we have enjoyed your interventions, enjoyed your faithfulness. We have enjoyed transformation from you, deliverances from you, healings from you, breakthroughs from you, prosperity from you, divine connections. We have enjoyed all manner of blessings from you in this ministry. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We ask that even as we would be having another session of prayer in your presence, that you visit us again. Lord, in your mercy, visit us again in Jesus' name. Visit us with power in Jesus' name. Visit us and change our lives for good in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that it will help you. Amen. Let's take some worship songs. And from there, we'll go into prayer points. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your with you, have your way. Hold on, have your way. In our lives, have your way, Lord. In our situations, have your way. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Right now, have your way. King of glory, have your way, Lord. Jehovah, have your way. Yes. Oh, Lord, have your way. Be magnified. Exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, be magnified. Be magnified, oh Lord, you are highly exalted, you are highly exalted, yes Lord, and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. God Most High, Jesus Christ, you are the Elion of Israel, Elion, Savior, God Most High, yes, Lord, Jesus Christ, you are the Elion of Israel, you are the Lord Most High, you are the Lord, Ancient of Days, you are the Lord, yes, Lord, Most High, you are the Lord, you are the Almighty God, you are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord, oh, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord, we love you, God. Most High, you are the Lord. You work miracles. You work miracles. Most High, you work miracles. You are the Lord. You are miracles, Most High, you are miracles, you do wonder.
mighty wonders. You do wonders, Most High, you do wonders, because you are the Lord, Savior. You are the Lord, Most High, Most High, you are the Lord. We will worship you forever. You are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord. How we need the river. I know some of you might not know this song, but just follow with your spirit. How we need the rain and the living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters. Living waters flow to us again. We pray. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. One more time. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Yes, Lord. Shower down your grace right now. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence fill this place. We need your power, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Come and heal, come and deliver. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship the name of the Lord. Begin to glorify him, praise him, adore him, bless him, celebrate him, honor him, magnify him. Begin to worship the God of Israel, the rock of ages, the rock of Israel, the rock who is our fortress, the rock who is our defense, the rock who is forever exalted. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship you. Miracle worker, we worship you. Mountain mover, we praise you. Way maker, we worship you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. You are the Lord, you are a warrior. You are the Lord, and you are the mighty man in battles. You are the Lord, and you are the commander of all the armed forces of heaven. O God of Israel, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Lord. Far above the highest mountains, far above the highest heavens, far above the highest thrones. You are highly exalted, far above them all, far above powers and principalities, far above kingdoms and dominions, far above the earth and governments on earth, far above every system that exists. You are highly exalted, far above them all. You prevail forever. In the midst of darkness, you are the Lord forever. In the depths of the light, you are the Lord forever. In hell, in the underworld, in the grave, you are the Lord forever. You hold in your hands the keys of hell and death and Hades. For you are the Almighty God. You determine who lives and who dies. You determine who rises and who falls. You determine the end of things from their very beginning. You open doors no one can shut, and you close doors no one can open. King of Israel, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. You oppress your enemies, and they couldn't rise again. King of Israel, we worship you. King of glory, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise and worship and glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I need to move into the prayer point. And you're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being my Father. Thank you for being my lover. Thank you for being my helper. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Lord. So Lord, thank you for being my all in all. Thank you for being for being there for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeki has said lashli debala. Tehora didaha. Jesa sohan di shwada. Thank you, Jesus, for being there for me. You are there for me as a father. You are there for me as a partner. You are there for me as my savior, as my healer, as my deliverer, as my helper, as my friend, as my closest friend. You are there for me as my lover. You are there as my provider. Lord, thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being there for me. You are there for me as my comforter. You are there for me as the one who encourages me. You are there for me as the one who strengthens me. You are there for me as the one who wipes away my tears. You are there for me as the one who gives me joy and satisfaction. Lord, thank you. Begin to thank him like that. If you know that he is, if you know that he is, say, Lord, thank you for being there for me as a father, as a mother, as a brother, as a friend. Thank you, Lord, for being there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you know that he is, if you know that he fills those positions in your life, if you know that God occupies those places in your life, then begin to thank him for that. If you know that he is your healer, if you know that he is your father, if you know that he is your friend, if you know that he is your comforter, is the one that encourages you, then begin to thank him for that. So Lord, thank you because you are my father. Thank you because you are my provider. You are my helper. You are my strength. You are my help. Oh God, thank you. You are my sponsor. You are my promoter. You are my supporter. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are the one who make ways for me. Thank you. You are the one who work miracles in my life. You are the one who revives me. You are the one who make me stronger than my weaknesses. You are the one who makes me victorious in the battles of life. You are my power. You are my weapon. You are my eyes by which I see. You are my wisdom. You are my knowledge. You are everything to me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are my foundation. On you I stand. You are the pillars that holds my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Every other person can fail, but you are the most surest friend, the most faithful friend, and you have never failed me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you did not read the announcement that I placed on the groups, yeah, I'm repeating it again before we go into other prayer points. The Holy Spirit told me some hours ago that every time we do prayer sessions, immediately after we are done with those prayer sessions, that each of you in your private closet, you take these prayer points again for at least 2 times. So meaning that you go to the group and pick the audios of these prayers and use them to pray again. And then you use it another. I mean, you do it again and again. So meaning that you do it twice. You use these prayer points to pray again and then again. You do it twice before the next prayer session. Yeah, every time the Lord gives instructions like this, it's because he wants to do something powerful. And if you obey, yeah, good for you. Amen. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, defend me. Using all your armed forces in heaven. Say, Father, defend me now. Defend my cause. Defend me with all your armed forces in heaven till I am victorious in life and destiny. Lord, defend me from heaven with all your armed forces right now. With all your angelic forces, Lord, defend me now. Defend me now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. You need God to defend you. For the battles in this world are becoming too stronger. So you need divine defense. Say, Lord, defend me now. Arise and defend me. Arise and defend me with all your heavenly host in heaven, with all the armed forces of heaven. Ancient of this, defend me. Defend me that I may have everlasting victories. Defend me that I may have breakthroughs. Defend me, O God, that I may move forward in all areas of my life. O God, defend me. For I need your defense. Lord, defend me now, for only you can give me a lasting success. Only you can give me a lasting breakthrough. Lord, arise and defend me. Defend me with the fullness of your power. Defend me with the fullness of your strength. Defend me with the fullness of your grace. Defend me, O God, with all your angelic forces in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Defend me now till I get healed. Lord, defend me till I am completely delivered. Lord, defend me till I am completely victorious. Lord, defend me till I rise to the next higher glorious level. of my life. Lord, defend me in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word that the battles is not mine, that the battle is yours. Lord, make the battles of my life yours. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, make the battles of my life. Make the battles of my life your battle. Arise and defend me now. Thank you, Lord. Arise and defend me now. Till I am victorious. Lord, defend me. Till I possess my possessions. Lord, defend me. Till I begin to experience great revival in my life. Great revival in my ministry. Great revival in my calling and destiny. Lord, defend me. Thank you, Lord. Till all your promises and prophecies for my life comes to pass. Lord, defend me now. In the name of Jesus. Defend me now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Defend me now. In the name of Jesus. Defend me now. In the name of Jesus. Defend me with the fullness of your power. Defend me with the fullness of your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is showing me that He wants to fight for you so that what is rightfully yours will be given to you. Yeah, so that what is rightfully yours will be given to you. So which means that certain things have been withdrawn from you. Certain things that are yours have not been released unto you. So I don't know where those things are being held captive. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O God of Israel, arise in the fullness of your power. Defend me and get for me everything that is rightfully mine. Arise in your power. Arise in your anger. Defend me now and get for me everything that is rightfully mine. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Say, oh Lord, defend me in those places where my right is being held captive. In those places where my rights are being held from me, I've been withheld from me. Oh Lord, arise and defend me in those places until that which is mine is given to me, until that which is mine is released unto me. Oh Lord, thank you, Lord. Arise in every realm where my rights have been withheld from me, whether visible realms, whether invisible realms, whether physical realms, whether spiritual realms. Oh Lord, arise in every realm where my rights have been withheld from reaching me. Arise now, oh God, and get for me what is mine. In the name of Jesus, get for me what is mine. Defend me, oh God, in those places, in those systems, in those environments, in those realms where my rights have been withheld from me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to praise the Lord. Defend me in those realms and get for me that which is mine. In the name of Jesus, get for me that which is mine. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, intervene in my hopeless situations. Intervene swiftly, intervene quickly in my hopeless situations, and make a way for me, and make me successful, and make me Make me receive help and help me, O Lord. Intervene in my hopeless situations and give me hope. Intervene in my hopeless situations and bless me. Intervene in my hopeless situations and move me forward. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Jehande Hasu Shekinah. Thank you, Lord. Mahasu Shelebi Kashidah. Intervene now. Intervene quickly. Intervene swiftly. Intervene now in my hopeless situations. Thank you, Lord. In my hopeless situations, oh God, intervene. Oh Lord, intervene. Intervene now. Intervene now and help me. Intervene now and help me. Intervene now and help me. In the name of Jesus, intervene now. Give me success. Give me breakthroughs. Give me victories. Give me dominion. Thank you, Lord. Give me progress. Lord, in my hopeless situations, let me see you helping me. Let me see you defending me. Let me see you changing my life. Thank you, Lord. Let me see you helping me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Situations that everyone has found hopeless. Situations that even the wisest of men have turned hopeless. Lord, intervene in those situations and help me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands on my life. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on my life. And glorify me with the glory you created with me. With the glory you have put in me, even before I was born. Lord, lay your hands on my life. Glorify me with the glory I have with you before I was born. With the glory that you have created with me. Lord, glorify me with that glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the scriptures, Jesus at the point looked up. He said, Father, glorify your son, that your son also may glorify you. So meaning that there was a glory that existed with Jesus. And when there was a glory Jesus had with God in heaven. So the same thing with you, there is a glory you have with God in heaven. There is a glory you have with God before your parents conceived you. Begin to pray, say, oh God, glorify me with the glory that I have with you before I exist in this earth. Lord, glorify me now. Glorify me now. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, glorify me with the glory that you have created with me, even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says that everything God created has their glory. The sun has its glory. The moon has its glory. The trees, they have their glory. Even human beings, God created us with glory. Begin to pray, say, Lord, glorify me now. Glorify me now by your mercy. Glorify me now by your mercy. Thank you, Lord. With the glory I had with you before the world began. Glorify me now. Thank you, Lord. That the whole world may see the glory and praise you. That the whole world may join me to glorify you. Lord, glorify me with the glory that I had with you from the beginning of creation, from the beginning of time. Oh God, glorify my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some of you, God is passionate to use you mightily. God is passionate to use you mightily. But you are not as passionate as He is. That is what is coming to my spirit. So God is so passionate to use you mightily, but you are not as passionate to be used by God as God is passionate to use you. Yeah. And it is normal for you not to be passionate to be used by God if you are too much concerned about yourself. If you are living for yourself, all that you think about is yourself, your things, how you will enjoy life and all of that. If you are like that, you will never be passionate for God to use you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, I want to be used by you. Say, Father, help me to always make myself available for your use. Say, Lord, I want to be used by you. I want you to use me. Help me, Father, to always make myself available for your use. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I know you want to use me. Lord, I also want to be used by you. Help me, Lord, to make myself available. Help me, Lord, to make myself available. Help me, Lord, to make myself available. Say, Lord, I know that you want to use me, and I also want to be used by you. Help me, Father, to be sacrificial enough for your use. Help me to be obedient for your use. Help me to be humble for your use. Help me to be full of love. Help me to have enough love for your use. Help me, Lord, to be qualified for your use. Help me, Father, to make myself available for your use. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I want you to use me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to surrender for your use. Help me to lay down my life for your use. Help me to repent so that you can use me. Help me to love so that you can use me. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be obedient so that you can use me. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was listening to a man of God some time ago during one of our missionary outreaches. Yeah, and the man of God was speaking. He was exhorting us from the scriptures. And then he said, when the anointed are not available, he said the available will be anointed. Yeah, he said when the anointed are not available, the available will be anointed. So in these last days, God is not just looking for the anointed to use. He's not looking for some big pastors, some big apostles, some big prophets. God is looking for those that will humble themselves, those that will be obedient, those that will make themselves available. And God will anoint those people, and he will glorify himself through their lives. So if you feel like you are anointed, and then you feel like you can choose whenever you want to serve God, God will look at you and say, okay, sit there. I'm raising another person. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, do not replace me with another. Say, Father, I want to be used by you. Help me to make myself available. Do not replace me with another. You might carry a powerful anointing. That doesn't mean anything to heaven. You might be so gifted. God doesn't care about that. He only honors those that honor him. He will only use people that have made themselves available, people that are faithful, Those are the people he will use. Talk to God. Say, Lord, do not replace me with another. Say, Lord, I want you to use me. I want to be used by you. Help me to make myself available. Thank you, Lord. Help me to make myself available. Every Christian is a vessel God wants to use. Only that he might not be using us in the same way. Yeah, but everyone wants to be, everyone is to be used by God for special assignments in the body of Christ. Talk to God, say, Lord, I want to be used by you. Help me, Father. Do not replace me by another. Do not replace me with another. I want to be used by you. Help me, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, help me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. If you look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, from verse 11, you begin to see that everything that God has placed in the church is to build people, is to help people grow in the knowledge of God, to help people get mature so that they can be used by God. So there is no room for lazy people in the body of Christ. Everyone must work. Yeah, that is how God has designed the church. So everything we do in the church is to build up people so that by the time they are matured, they begin to do the work of God and they begin to do it properly. Is to everything we do in the body of Christ, everything pastors are to do, everything apostles are to do, prophets, teachers, evangelists, everything God has called them to do is to build the church, is to help the church grow so that every one of us will end up becoming ministers, so that every one of us we end up being used by God. So the church is not a place where anyone can be hired to. The church is not a place where you just come and sit down doing nothing for the kingdom of God. If you think that is your mentality, if you have made that your mentality, you have to repent. Yeah, if you think you just go to church to sit down, you just go to church to listen to someone, and then you sing, you give offering, and then you just live like that. That is not the church. That is not how the church is to operate. So you're going to pray. So you're going to say, Father, give me revelations of my place in the body of Christ. Give me revelations of my place in the body of Christ, of my purpose in the body of Christ. Give me revelations of my own assignment in the body of Christ. Lord, open my eyes to see that I may begin to serve you in that capacity. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, open my eyes, open my understanding to discover my place of assignment in the body of Christ. Say, Lord, open my eyes, open my understanding to discover where I belong, where I am to function in the house of God, where I am to function in the church of God, where I am to function in your assignment. Lord, open my understanding to discover these things. Thank you, Lord. Open my understanding to know these things, that I may begin to do your work, that I may begin to serve you. Thank you, Lord. That I may begin to please you. that I may begin to fulfill my purpose and calling. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Teach me. Teach me to discover where you want me to function in your house. Where you want me to function in your kingdom on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, or you say, Father, help me to be strong enough for what you want to use me for. Yeah, it is possible that you know what God wants to use you for, but you are not strong enough to do it. Say, Lord, help me to be strong enough for what you want to use me for in the church and in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, help me to be strong enough. Help me to be strong enough. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me. Lord, give me strength to be able to do what you have called me to do perfectly. To be able to do what you want to use me to do perfectly. Lord, give me strength, oh God. 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 Give me strength, oh God, to be able to do the work you want me to do perfectly. To be able to do the work you have given to me perfectly. To be able to do the assignment you have given to me correctly and perfectly. Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my soul. Strengthen my body. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my soul. Strengthen my body. Strengthen me, oh God. Strengthen me, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen me, oh God, that I may be able to do the work successfully, that I may be able to do the assignments you have given to me successfully. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. When we're talking about divine assignments, some of you think too far. Yeah, you think too far. You think it has to be you being a pastor, you being called a pastor, a prophet, an evangelist, an apostle. Yeah, it doesn't have to be all of that. Even inside your house, there is an assignment for you there. If you are a wife, you have an assignment to do in the life of your husband. If you are an husband, you have an assignment to do in the life of your wife. If you are a parent, you have an assignment to do in the life of your children and grandchildren. Yeah. If you are just a child or a son or a daughter. You have an assignment to do in your family. Yeah, so you don't need to think too far. There's an assignment of God for you in every year you find yourself right now. If you are a salary earner, you go to the place of work, you have an assignment in your place of work. So you are going to pray. All you need is for God to show you what is his assignment for you in that place you are. There is always something God wants you to do in that place you are. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, Lord, open my eyes to discover the assignments. Your assignments for me in every place I find myself. Lord, open my eyes to discover there is an assignment of God, or there are assignments of God in every place you find yourself. Say, Lord, open my eyes, open my understanding, thank you, Lord, to discover the assignments you have for me in every place I find myself. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Susiana Shivalakta Shadiaba, Masu Janda Dekujaya, Lata Shanada, Gehasu Sanajita. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, I want to know your assignment for my life in this marriage. If you are married, say, Lord, I want to know the assignments you have for me in my marriage. If you are working, say, Lord, I want to know the assignments you have for me in my place of work. Begin to pray in places I find myself, in my family. Lord, I want to know the assignments you have for me in my family, in my home, in my community, in my environment. Lord, I want to know the assignments you have for me. Open my eyes to see, teach me to discover them. In the name of Jesus, that I may make myself available to do this assignment. Help me to discover. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. For some time in my life, in everywhere I find myself, even if I travel, in everywhere I find myself, I begin to know what God wants me to do in those places. Yeah, and it was happening like that to me. Yeah, persistently. Yeah, for some years, you know, for some years now, everywhere I find myself, I always discover what God will want to use me to do in those places. And most times it has to do with intercessions. Most times I might not even go out and be preaching, but God will begin to show me families to pray for, people to pray for, and issues to pray about, and stuff like that. So the same way God has an assignment for you in everywhere you find yourself. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let your angels in my present location begin to reveal to me your assignment. Begin to reveal to me things I can do for you in this location. There are angels of God in every location, in every town, village, cities. Yeah, God has positioned his angels there to enforce his will in those places. So begin to say, Father, let your angels in my present location begin to show me assignments I can do for you. In the name of Jesus, even in your church, if you belong to a local church, there are angels in that church. If that church is a living church, there are angels in that church that are willing to show you assignments you can do for God in that church. So begin to pray. Say, Lord, let your angels in this location, let your angels in the places I am, begin to show me things I can do for you, assignments I can do for you, what I can do for your kingdom. Let your angels begin to show them to me. Open your mouth and pray this prayer passionately. Pray this prayer passionately. Thank you, Lord. Pray this prayer passionately. Yeah, there are angels in South Africa. There are angels in Zimbabwe. There are angels in Ghana, in Togo. Anywhere in Africa, there are angels there. There are angels in North America, everywhere. Talk to God, say, Lord, let your angels begin to show me. Let your angels begin to show me what I can do for you in this location that I am. Talk to God. So let your angels begin to show me what I can do for your kingdom,
what I can do for you, assignment I can do for you at this time. So let your angels reveal them to me. Thank you, Father. Because I want to serve you. I want to work for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the ways by which you become great very quickly, one of the ways by which you become successful very quickly is by connecting with the assignments of the kingdom of God. Is by making yourself available for the assignments of the kingdom of God. Yeah, because when you are committed to doing the assignments of God's kingdom, the assignments of God, God will begin to bless you because of those assignments. He will begin to strengthen you. Even sometimes he will heal you of a disease you have been asking for healing for years. A disease you have been asking God to remove from your life. Sometimes it is when you give yourself to his assignment that those diseases or that sickness will disappear instantly. Why? Because God is so passionate to see that his will is done in the earth as it is in heaven. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, connect me with everything your kingdom is doing on earth at this time. Say, Lord, connect me. I want to be involved in everything you are doing in the earth at this time. I want to partake of them. I want to participate in them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, connect me with every of your operations going on in the earth at this time. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, connect me with every of your operations, every of your activities, every of your assignments that is going on in the earth at this time, both your operations and the operations of your angels. Lord, I want to be involved in your assignment. Lord, connect me now. Put me in. Enlist me. Enlist me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Enlist me, oh God, among those you are using at this time. I want to be part of your workforce. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. I want to be included in your end time army. Lord, do not leave me out. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus, I want to be included. I want to be involved. I want to be enlisted among those you are using mightily in these last days. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the things that disqualifies people for God's assignment is when you are not mindful of glorifying God in those assignments. Yeah, when you are mindful of yourself, yeah, when you made it all about yourself and not all about God, yeah. So when you are thinking about God using you so that you can boast and say, yes, God is using me, yeah. When your motive for being involved in God's assignment is all about praise, it's all about praising yourself, glorifying yourself, then you will be disqualified. Yeah. When your motive, your intention, your mindset for doing God's assignment is all about you, you have made it all about you. You have made it all about your pride. You have made it all about, you know, your yourself pleasing or gratifying the desires of yourself, then you will be disqualified. Yeah, and God will not be able to use you. He might use you for few things, but he won't be able to use you for greater things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to have the right attitude that will qualify me for your use at this time. So Lord, help me to have the right attitude. Help me to have the right motive. Help me to have the right mindset that will qualify me for your use at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray a servant with seek the glory of his master. A servant will not seek for his or her own glory. A vessel will seek for the glory of the one who is using it. A vessel will not seek for its own glory. Say, Lord, help me to have the right attitude. Help me to have the right attitude that will qualify me to be used greatly by you in these last days. Help me to have the right motive. Help me to have the right mindset that will qualify me to be used mightily by you in these last days. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father, to have the right mindset. Thank you, Lord, to have the right attitude. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying about God's assignments in the earth. Yeah, as a parent, you have assignments to do in the life of your children. Yeah. As a parent, you have assignments to do in the life of your children. Even if you have friends, as a friend or as a person, you have an assignment to do in the life of your friend. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal to me the assignments I have to do in the life of the people you have placed in my life. I don't know if you get it that way. You can say, Father, show me the assignments you have for me to do in the lives of the people you have connected with me, in the life of the people in my life, in the lives of the people in my family. Oh Lord, show me the assignments you have for me to do in their lives. Show me the assignments you have for me to do in their lives. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Lord, show me the assignments you have for me in the lives of the people around me. Show me what you want me to do in their lives. Show me how you want me to help them. Show me how you want me to bless them. Show me how you want me to pray for them. Show me how you want me to encourage them. Show me how you want me to shine the light of God's kingdom to them. Begin to pray. There is an assignment for you from God for everyone God has placed in your life. There is something God wants you to do in their lives. Talk to God, say, Lord, open my eyes to see the assignments you have for me in the lives of the people around me, in the lives of the people in my home, in the lives of the people in my family, in the lives of the people who are my friends, in the lives of the people in my environment. Lord, show me the assignments you have for me to do in their lives. In the name of Jesus, show me fire. Show me fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying about God's assignments in the church and in the earth. Yeah, I discovered that many people who think they are doing God's assignment are doing it below divine expectations. Yeah, these are one of the things God began to show me about churches and ministries. Yeah. You're going to pray. So if you think you are doing an assignment for God, you need to ask yourself, am I doing it according to the expectation of God? Or am I doing it below divine expectation? Yeah. And there is a training you must, God must take you through. Yeah. God must have to train you for you to be able to do his work perfectly. For you to be able to do his work according to his expectation. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, train me by your Holy Spirit. Equip me by your Holy Spirit to do your work the way you want it done. Equip me by your Holy Spirit to do your assignments the way you want it done. In the kingdom of God, they are not just passionate, you know, they're not just passionate about you doing assignments, but they are not passionate about you doing it the way it should be done. If you are not doing it the way it should be done, it's equal to you not doing anything. That is how the kingdom of God sees kingdom assignment. Talk to God. Say, Lord, equip me by your Holy Spirit. Train me by your Holy Spirit to be able to do the assignments you have given to me according to your expectation. According to your expectation. To be able to do the assignments you have called me to do according to the way you want it done. Lord, train me now. Train me by your Holy Spirit. Equip me by your Holy Spirit. Prepare me by your Holy Spirit. Train me, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Teach me to do the assignments you have given to me correctly and perfectly. Help me to do the assignments you have given to me correctly and perfectly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So now let's talk about your career. Let's talk about your career. Do you know that Christians are being released into careers to fulfill God's assignment today? If you're a Christian and your motive in becoming a career person is just because you want to make money, you want to build houses, you want to whatever you want, I don't know. Yeah, if your motive is just all about yourself, then you have failed as a Christian. God released people, or God released Christians, into career platforms so that they can go there and fulfill his assignments. Yeah, I believe that is why God has given you whatever job you have now, or whatever career you have, yeah, or whatever thing you are studying, or you have studied in school. God is sending you into that platform so that you can fulfill his assignment there. If now you are not fulfilling God's assignment in your career, I am telling you boldly that you have failed as a Christian. You have failed as a child of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to fulfill your assignments in my career. Say, Father, I want to fulfill your assignment. I want to do your assignment in my field of career, in my field of study. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Teach me. Help me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Whatever you are doing, there is an assignment of God to be fulfilled in that field of job. Or in that nature of job, there is an assignment of God to be fulfilled there. Say, Lord, I want to fulfill your assignment in my career, in my field of career. Say, Lord, help me. Some of you, God gave you qualifications because he wants you to fulfill his assignments in that career. God gave you admission to study in school because he wants to use you in that capacity. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I am ready. I am ready for you to use me in my profession, in my field of career. Lord, teach me. Help me. Teach me, help me to do your assignment in the job, in the career you have positioned me. Lord, teach me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, say, Lord, teach me. Show me what to do. Teach me what to do. Show me what to do. In this place, you have positioned me. Show me what to do. Teach me what to do for you. Show me what to do for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It is becoming difficult for many Christians to experience significant progress in their lives because of self-centeredness. Yeah, it's becoming difficult for you to experience progress because you are not giving God reasons to move you forward. Yeah, everything you think about is yourself, and the kingdom of God is established on selflessness, on sacrifices. The kingdom of God has never been established on self gratifications. Yeah, you can read your Bible. The Bible teaches us a lot about God's kingdom. You see that the kingdom of God has never promoted self glorification, self-promotion, self-gratification. It's not in the kingdom of God. So if you look at your life and you're not experiencing progress, then ask yourself, have I actually been living for myself all these years? Ask yourself, what have I been doing to help others? What have I been doing to become a blessing to others? Have I done enough to become a blessing to others? Have I done enough to preach the gospel? Have I done enough to bring people out of darkness into the light? Have I done enough to bring people into God's kingdom, to win souls into God's kingdom? So you need to ask yourself these things, yeah, because that might be the reason why you have not experienced any progress for a long time. So if you're going to pray, God needs to deliver you and many other Christians out there from self-centeredness. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to be a blessing to my generation. Deliver me from self-service. Deliver me from self-centeredness. For But that is the only way you can become a blessing to your generation. That there's no other way. Say, Lord, I want to be a blessing for my generation. Deliver me, O God, from self-centeredness. Deliver me from serving myself. Deliver me from serving my ego, from serving my pride. I want to be a blessing to my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Nehare geshete nehadidiyala. Esu senti kashira. Mashete ki bato sandudiyala gala. Matu jete neheke susiya. Oh God, I want to be a blessing to my generation. I want to make a positive impact on my generation. I want to make a memorial impact, an impact that cannot be forgotten in history. Lord, help me to be delivered from myself. Help me to stop serving myself. Deliver me from self-centeredness. Deliver me from self-glorification. Deliver me from self-gratification. Deliver me from self-promotion. Help me to lay down my life so that I can be a blessing to my generation. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, I want to make a great impact in my generation for you. I want to be a blessing to my generation for you. Lord, help me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was explaining some time ago. I think it was on this same platform, maybe one of the prayer sessions we did before now. I was explaining that God revealed to me why he continued to bless people. I mean, why he continued to bless people in his blessing. And he showed me that he's blessing them because they are blessing others. Yeah, so he showed me the flow of heaven's wealth, riches, and blessings. So he said, as long as people I am blessing continue to be a blessing, I will not stop blessing them. That was what he showed me. As long as those I am blessing continue to be a blessing, I will not stop blessing them. Yeah. So if somebody tells you that Christianity is a community of poor people, that person is a liar. Christianity is not a community of poor people. Yeah, especially Christians that are a blessing to others, to their generation. The more you bless, the more you will be blessed. Heaven will continue to bless you because you are blessing. Yeah. So if you look at a successful Christian who is a blessing to many people, and you are helping that person, you're just wasting your time. Because that person will keep continuing, you know, that person will continue to enjoy more blessings and more blessings and more blessings and more greatness and more greatness and more greatness. That person will not stop becoming blessed and great. Why? Because that person is always a blessing. And heaven will not stop blessing that kind of people. So you can envy the person forever. That person will not stop rising. That person will continue to rise. That is the principle of heaven. So you are going to pray. Maybe you are poor because you don't have this mindset that God placed you in the head to become a blessing. Maybe that's why you are poor. Yeah, some people, they feel like, I'm not going to give, I'm not going to bless and you know, bless anyone. Yeah, it's just me and my family. Yeah, well, you are not blessing anyone. Does not affect those people. It is you that will be affected. That is the law in the kingdom of God. Yeah. So the people you say you are not blessing, they will be blessed without you. Yeah. So when you bless, it is you. You are doing yourself good. You're not doing those people good. Actually, I tell you the truth. You are doing yourself good. So you are going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in my head the mindset of, I don't even know how to put the prayer point. You're going to say, Lord, let it register in my mind to live, to bless others. Yeah. Put in my mind the mindset of living to bless others. Say, Lord, put in me such mindset in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So if you say, this pastor is always asking for donations, offerings, blessings, I'm not going to give him anything. Yeah, it is yourself that will be affected. If that pastor is a blessing, he will be blessed without you. Yeah, that is the law in the kingdom of God. Yeah, only that some pastors, they are suffering because they are not a blessing. Yeah, if they are a blessing indeed, they will not suffer. Yeah, so talk to God. Say, Lord, put in me the mindset of living to bless others, not the mindset of sitting and to be receiving. The mindset of a receiver and never a giver, but always receiving, always receiving. So Lord, destroy that mindset in me. Put in me a mindset to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Father. Put in me, let it register in my head that I am here on earth to be a blessing to my generation. That I am here on earth to give out and not to receive, but to give out. For that is how I will receive. Lord, give me the mindset of living to be a blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still talking about God's assignments in the earth. Yeah, making yourself available for God's assignments in the earth. Now, let's look at the case of Lazarus, the dead man that Jesus brought back to life in John chapter 11. Let's consider that case of Lazarus. Let me look at that place. Yeah, there's something I want to bring up. If you study that passage, and especially the prayer Jesus prayed when he was going to call Lazarus to come out of the grave. Yeah, if you look at the prayer Jesus prayed, yeah, which is in a verse, let me read from verse 41, John chapter 11. From verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Verse 42. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Yeah. So you can see that. The foundation by which God revealed the greatness of his glory in the earth is always on his assignment. His assignment is always that foundation. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to show you. If God is going to reveal the greatness of his glory in the most powerful way on earth, he will do it on the basis of his assignment. You know, Jesus said, so that these people will know that you sent me here on a mission. So that is why I'm praying like this. So that they will know. And that is why I want to bring Lazarus back from the grave. So that these people will know that you sent me. So that there are some victories you might not experience in your life until you begin to do God's assignment. Yeah, I'm not preaching heresy. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, there are some victories, some breakthroughs you will not experience in your life and in your destiny until you start taking God's assignment seriously, for it will become the foundation by which the greatness of God's glory will be revealed in the earth. So God will not reveal some of these glories, or God will not do some of these mighty miracles because you are beautiful, because you are handsome, or because you have some good character, or because you have some good habits. No. God will wait until you begin to do his assignment. Then you will now begin to reveal the greatness of his glory. So you are going to pray. Yeah, I want you to pray this prayer passionately. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, for the sake of glorifying yourself in the earth, Lord, let your assignment for my life be made known to me. Yeah. So Lord, for the sake of glorifying yourself in the end, Lord, reveal your assignments to me. I want to do them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, for the sake of you glorifying yourself in the end, show me your assignments. For I know through this, through your assignments, you want to be glorified on earth. Lord, show me your assignments. I want to do them. I want to do them. I want to do them to prove to the world that you are the Almighty God, that you may glorify yourself as the Almighty God in the earth. Lord, I want to do your assignment. I want to do your assignment, that which doctors may know that you are the Almighty God, that sicknesses and diseases may flee before you. Lord, I want to do your assignment so that your enemies may bow before you. I want to do your assignment in the earth. Lord, send me. Yeah, that's another way to pray the prayer. Yeah, say, Lord, send me. Use me. Send me. Use me. Send me. Use me. So that your glory can be thank you, Lord. So that your glory can be greatly glorified in the earth. So that the whole world may see the greatness of your glory. Oh God, send me. Thank you, Lord. Use me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Use me, oh God. Use me, oh God. Continue to pray like that. I want you to be passionate about this prayer. So, Lord, use me, oh God. Send me. So that the whole world may see and know that you are great and that you are the most powerful. Use me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray. In that scripture, John chapter 11, in that verse 42, it says, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. So God has always want to glorify his power on earth. Yeah. To show people that they should serve him. And God is looking for people by which he can do this. God is looking for lives by which he can glorify himself on earth. So, meaning that God is so passionate. Now, you can look at your community. Yeah, for instance, look at your community and look at what the devil is doing in that community. Look at how the devil has prospered in that community. Look at how darkness has prevailed in that community. Now, what should be the next thing that comes to your mind? The next thing that should come to your mind as a Christian, after you have seen the wickedness of the kingdoms of darkness in your environment, the next thing that should come to your mind is, oh God, glorify yourself here. Oh God, magnify yourself here and bring down the darkness. Yeah, God is looking for people with that kind of mentality. Yeah, not people that feel like, I just want me and my family to be all right. I don't care what is happening in the environment. If you're like that, soon the same evil in the environment will put you under. We also prevail over you. That's the truth. So the question is, how do you react when you see evil prevailing around you? How do you react? Do you stand and say, God, I will not stop praying until the darkness in my environment surrender to your glory, until the darkness in my environment surrender to your kingdom, until your kingdom come upon this environment and everyone bow? Yeah. Are you going to do that? Is that how you will react? Or is that how you have been reacting to the darkness of your environment? You are going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to stand as your representative in my environment. I want to stand as as your servant in my environment. I want to stand as someone who will bring down your glory. I want to stand as someone who will bring down your kingdom. I want to stand as someone who will bring down your victory upon the darkness in my environment. Say, Lord, make me that man. Say, Lord, make me that man. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. I don't know if you're passionate about this prayer. These were the prayers I prayed many years ago that made me what I am today. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to be that man that will bring down your glory and power and dominion and victory upon the darkness that is prevailing in my environment, to swallow up the darkness, the evil, the immorality, the corruption, the slavery that is prevailing in my environment. Lord, I want to be that man that will bring down heaven to take over my environment. Lord, make me that man. So Lord, make me that man. In your environment, rich, a lot of rituals are going on every day, and you are not concerned. In your environment, a lot of witchcraft activities are prevailing every day, and you are not concerned. And you call yourself a Christian. What a shame. A lot of evil, sin, immoralities are prevailing every day, and you are not concerned. And you are not concerned. Why? Say, Lord, help me to be that man. Say, Lord, I want to be that man. Thank you, Lord. That we stand as your representative to bring down heaven upon my present environment. Thank you, Lord. To bring down your kingdom, that your kingdom may take over my environment. So Lord, I want to be that man. If you position yourself, God will make you that man. If you position yourself properly, you position your mind properly, I see God making you that man, making you that woman. Talk to God. Say, Lord, make me that man. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have just 4 prayer points, and we will end up the session. Yeah, if you look at that verse again, Jesus said, "And I knew that thou hearest me always." I mean, John chapter 11, verse 42. "But because of the people which stand by," I said it, "that they may believe that thou hast sent me." Yeah, meaning that Jesus was not going to do that miracle for sure. You know, just as some men of God do today. They want to show people that they are anointed. Jesus was not trying to, you know, he was not trying to do the miracle to show himself. Yeah, but he was crying for that miracle to show the people the glory of God. To show the people that God is real. So it was not about himself. It was about God. Yeah, and that mindset is so important to see miracles happen in your life and through you. The mindset that I want this revival in my community because God must be glorified. Yeah, not because the people can now know that I am a pastor. Not because the people can now know that I am an evangelist. I am an apostle. No. But so that the people can know that there is a God in the earth that is powerful and glorious. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Say, Father, help me to be strong such that I turn the darkness in my environment around. so that I turn the darkness in my environment into your glory. So Lord, help me to be strong enough to change the darkness in my environment into your glory. Help me, give me the power, give me the strength to transform the darkness in my environment into your great glory. Lord, give me that power. Give me that strength. Give me the ability to change the darkness around me, the darkness in my country, the darkness in my environment, the darkness in my city. Give me the power to change it to the glory of God. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me the power, give me the anointing to change the darkness around me, the darkness that has covered the people around me, the darkness that has covered the people in my neighborhood, in my family, in my hometown, the people in my nation, the people in the world. Lord, give me an anointing that can change the darkness that has covered the people into your glory. Lord, give me that power. Thank you, Lord. Shake shore at Sandigash de Balaga. Neha so Sandy Kijia. So Lord, give me the power. Give me the anointing to change the darkness that has covered the nations, the darkness that has covered homes, families, to change it into the glory of God. Give me the anointing for this. Give me the authority for this, oh God. Give me the power for this. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Yeah, you need to understand that the greater the darkness in your environment is, the more greater the glory of God that wants to be revealed. Yeah, because some of you feel like this is the end time. This is the last day. So all the thing devil is doing in this environment is normal. So there is nothing anybody can do. The churches are polluted. The environment is demonic. Yeah, so there is nothing anyone can do. So let us just keep looking. Yeah, because everywhere has become too wicked. I mean, everyone has become too filled with wickedness. And everyone has become too corrupt. So there is nothing we can do. There is nothing that can happen that will change these people. Yeah, and you have made that your mentality. That is wrong. That is a lie. Yeah, the greater the darkness in a place is the more greater the glory of God that wants to be revealed in that place. Yeah. So if you feel like everyone has become too wicked and no one can, no one can be righteous again, then you are a failed Christian to think like that. Yeah, the fact that we are in the last days doesn't mean that evil will prevail. Yeah, evil will prevail only when God removes Christians from the earth at rapture. That is when evil will prevail, or that is when evil should prevail. Yeah, but as long as Christians are still here, you must not believe that a great darkness is bound to remain like that. You must challenge the darkness. Go into prayer and cry out. out for revival. Cry out for change. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to see where your glory is in the midst of the thick darkness that has covered the earth, in the midst of the thick darkness that has covered the people of the earth. Lord, help me to see where your glory is, that I may position myself for your glory to be revealed. So Lord, help me to see where your glory is in the midst of the thick darkness that has covered my generation. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So help me to see. Thank you, Lord. Help me to see where you are in the midst of the thick darkness that has covered my generation, that I may properly position myself for the manifestation of your glory. That I may properly position myself, thank you Lord, for the explosion of your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Lord, help me to see where your glory is. For the glory of God is in the midst of thick darkness. So Lord, help me to see where your glory is, even in my environment. Help me to see where your glory is in the midst of the people in my environment, in the midst of the darkness in my environment, that I may properly position myself for your glory to prevail and to prosper in my environment. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong passion for soul winning. So Father, create in me a strong passion for soul winning. A strong passion for soul winning. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, create in me a strong passion for soul winning. A strong passion to win souls into your kingdom. A strong passion to labor tirelessly in bringing souls out of darkness into your light, into your presence, into your kingdom. Lord, put in me that passion. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The church of God is apostolic. The church of God is evangelical, is evangelistic. The church of God is meant to go out and preach the gospel. If you are not doing that, you have failed as a Christian. Say, Lord, put in me a strong passion for soul winning. Put in me a strong passion, thank you, Lord, for soul winning. If you don't have that passion, God will not give you any assignment, because every assignment points towards soul winning. Every assignment God will ever give you one on earth, they are all centered on soul winning. Say, Lord, put in me a strong passion to win souls into your kingdom. Thank you, Father, that I will not be comfortable until I have labored to bring souls into your kingdom. Not to invite people to church, that's not what we're talking about. Not to invite people to a program, but to win souls. To win souls. To preach and win souls. That's what we're talking about. So Lord, give me the passion to do this. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point before I will pray for you. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let fire fall and destroy every limitation the kingdoms of darkness have set in my life to stop me from being used effectively by you, to stop me from being used effectively by you, or to stop me from being committed to your assignments. Lord, let your fire destroy those limitations. Let your fire destroy those limitations now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, let your fire fall, thank you, Lord. And begin to destroy every limitation of darkness in my life, in my environment, that is stopping me from successfully doing your assignment, that is stopping me from being effectively used by you, that is stopping me from being committed, for being fully committed to your work. Lord, let your fire consume such limitations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your fire destroy every limitation the kingdoms of darkness have set in my life to prevent me from being useful in the kingdom of God, to prevent me from satisfying the demands of heaven for our life. Lord, destroy those limitations now by your fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be praying for you now. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh God of heaven and earth, we thank you for your great God. We thank you for your greatness is above all. Your strength is above all. Your glory is above all. Your dominion is above all. Your throne is above all. We praise you, O God, for you are the Most High God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask concerning the lives of everyone who have participated in this prayer session. I ask, Father, that you begin to work in their lives and begin to destroy everything that is standing against your will in their lives. Lord, begin to work and operate in their lives and destroy everything that does not want your will to prevail in their lives. Lord, destroy them now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. I repeat, you shall see the glory of God in the name of Jesus, because God has determined to show you the greatness of his power and throne and dominion. I decree right now that in the midst of your life and situations, you shall see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Everything that the scriptures have confirmed as possible, I decree that in your life they shall be possible. Every word of God that confirms all the greatness of God, every word of God that confirms the possibilities of God, I decree that those words shall work in your life henceforth in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the strength